Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back, Grant and Danny on The Fan. It is Friday, March 8th, NHL trade deadline day. In fact, the deadline came and went 90 minutes ago. Another big move for the Caps today is Evgeny Kuznetsov was shipped to Carolina. They took on some money, picked up draft compensation, did well to get a third-round pick back for Kuznetsov. But we got to talk about not only that move, Mantha, Edmondson, some of the moves that weren't made. Who better to do that with than the guy that was working the phone?
The guy that made them.
Making the trades. Brian McClellan is the general manager of the Capitals, and he joins us now. Brian, thanks so much for the time. How are you?
Good, good. Good, doing well. Thanks for having me on.
Our pleasure. Let's start with Kuznetsov. You guys sent him down, first waivers, then he went to Hershey. Obviously, you guys have been working on this to try to beat the clock. Just take us through over the last week or so how this all came about with Kuzi.
I just think, I think both parties, both sides were trying to create a new situation. It was difficult, given circumstances, contract, and, what was going on with us to give Kuzi another opportunity. And we're looking for an opportunity for him to continue his career. I think the waivers set conversations in motion and, resulted in today us trading him for a third round pick to Carolina.
Brian, what was the point where you said this new situation probably wasn't going to be here in D.C.? Kind of what was that moment where you said, you know what, the best thing for everybody is a fresh start somewhere else? When was that?
Yeah, I think Kuzi's been looking for a new opportunity for a while now. I think over the last two seasons, I think both parties have become a little frustrated with each other. And, it continued to get to a point where we had to make a change. And, I know he wanted to continue with his career and move to a different team. And we tried to do the best we could to help him do that.
Were you working to try to move him then the last couple of off seasons? It sounds like you said there was frustration the last couple of years.
Yeah, we've had a couple conversations with teams over the last off season, especially, because of the contract and situation, it was just difficult to accomplish at that time.
Did you feel like the buy-in just wasn't there? It's been different coaches. We've seen Carbs get a lot out of guys like Mantha. I mean, different people have come and gone, and he's just never reached 2018 form again.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that's the question. I think, I feel like we've tried to do everything we could to get it back on track, the relationship, the play, the person, and it just didn't happen for us. So we ended up moving on from him.
Brian McClellan with us here on Grant and Danny. Obviously the hero, or one of several, but, he scored that goal against Pittsburgh in that 2018 run. One of the all-time highlights for people like me as a lifelong Caps fan and, being the best player probably on that roster for that Stanley Cup run. From that moment, it just never felt like that again, Brian. Why do you think that is ultimately, that we never reached those heights of a player that's obviously so gifted?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I'm unsure why that happened. I think we had some decent seasons after that, but, the last two were significantly worse than where he was at, the ability level. I think that's a question for Kuzi. I don't know what went on with him, but, obviously he's a gifted player, an entertaining player, exciting guy to watch. He's been a huge part of our history, like you mentioned. Maybe it was just, he just desired a different place or a different opportunity or different people to work with.
The analytics the last couple of years, for sure, have not been kind to Evgeny Kuznetsov, and the Capitals now move on. They get a draft pick. I want to talk about the number of picks you have and the flexibility that may give you in just a little bit. But let's get to the other deals you made. Anthony Mantha really broke forward this year. 20 goals for him. The first time as a Capital he's done that. He was on pace to blow past, really doubling his production in scoring at any point here. He was at one point in time a 25-goal guy in Detroit, but he was on his way to a career high. I guess first, why do you think he played so much better this year? How much credit does Carbs get for that? And then second, was there any thought to not moving him, or was it just, hey, now we can try to move on, and he's got suitors that he maybe didn't have before because of how he was playing?
Yeah, I think when we initially traded for him, we envisioned this Anthony Mantha we got this year. For whatever reason, you know, we had it in spurts. Would never completely put a full stretch of or a season together. So I think, you know, over the period here, we made a decision just to, you know, maybe it's at the end here, and we could address it in the off season. I just think it was an important piece for us to move on, given specifically that he had a good year, and that, you know, we could readdress it at free agency if we thought we needed to go that way.
Just to clarify, you mean sell high and then maybe there's interest in bringing him back in free agency?
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
So, Brian, with this group, you guys, 5-3 in your last 8 games. You know, some of the kids have come up and obviously held their own here in some spurts. When did you make the decision that? And you guys aren't doing a fire sale. That's obvious. You're sort of, kind of forming around the edges. And Grant's already alluded to it. We'll talk about it in a moment, I'm sure. The number of draft picks you've accumulated over the next few seasons. But when did you decide that you guys were going to be net sellers this year? What was kind of that turning point for you?
I don't know. I think we flirted with it for the last few weeks. Probably the Arizona game is where it tilted the other way. And again, like you mentioned, I don't think it was like, let's just, burn it and take it down and get rid of everybody. It was, let's make the moves we need to make. Let's try and move on from Kuznetsov. You know, we had Alexiev sitting out, so let's move on from Edmondson. And then Mantha, we made a decision, let's trade him and go from there.
You mentioned some of the kids they get to play now, which I think a lot of us are excited about. Did you do that strategically, or is that just a nice side effect? In other words, did you only move guys where you felt like you could unblock someone you wanted to play, or did you prioritize the moving of the players and then figured out who would get called up after?
Yeah, no, I think, given the, I think trading Kuznetsov or waiving Kuznetsov opened an opportunity for LaPierre. And he's taken full advantage of it so far. I think, both him and McMichael this way get more ice time. They get a little more power play time. They get a better chance to develop. And then the same with moving Edmondson. We get Alexiev gets more time. He gets to play here down the stretch. So it is somewhat strategic. And also you got to give the players credit because they're taking advantage of it right now.
LaPierre, 22-year-old, former 22nd overall pick, scored in the 6-goal explosion in Pittsburgh last night, 13 points and 6 goals in just 26 games. Not getting a ton of opportunity like he'll get moving forward now. This season he's played very well. So if they played a different game against Arizona, which was just such a gut-wrenching game for the fan base, it was such a big contest against a team they should have beat. Let's say they win that game 5-1. Is this a completely different conversation today, you think?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I think the three moves we made are three moves I think we had to make given our circumstance. I mean, even if we had won that game, we're still a wild card contender that, I don't know that you keep Mantha. That would be the one that you would toy with if we won that Arizona game. Do we keep Mantha going forward and then address it at the end of the year? Or do we move on from that? So I think that was the one that would be a decision maker after the Arizona game.
Brian, clearly a priority for you guys to accumulate draft picks. I count 11 over the next two seasons in the first three rounds of the draft. It's some, giving you guys some flexibility, maneuverability therein, or you can, restock the system or kind of add to the stock that's already kind of in the system. How that was a priority for you, and how were you able to kind of maneuver around that?
Yeah, I think, two priorities. Create some cap space, which I think we accomplished, and accumulate draft capital. I mean, I think that's where you get your flexibility as you go into the draft and opportunities present themselves. And if you don't have draft picks or room to acquire players, you're not in the game. So this gives us a chance, or a better chance, to, you know, find guys that we like and execute on them.
Yeah, how about 26 picks in the next three drafts, 14 in the first three rounds for the Capitals, 8 picks in 2024, 10 in 2025, including 3 in the second round, and another 8 in 2026. As Danny pointed out, you got 5 picks in the first three rounds this year, so loaded up with compensation. Let's talk for a moment just cap situation, because you referenced that as well. How does the Backstrom money work moving forward? Will that be completely off the books this offseason?
I think not completely off the books, no. I will address it at the end of the year. The possibility that it's long-term injury money that could be cap space or could not be cap space. We'll kind of figure that out in the offseason.
I guess what I'm curious about is you've been boxed in without a lot to spend, really not a lot of wiggle room for a while, but with Kuznetsov now not being the same amount on the books, is taking on half of that, and Backstrom freeing up money, is it fair to say you guys will actually have some money to spend at the top of the market to go get some top six talent and goal scoring this offseason?
Yeah, I think so. I think with Mantha contract traded, you know, we'll have Kubel off, Pacioretty off. I think we'll have a lot more flexibility to reshape the roster going forward.
You mentioned Patches. Did you try to trade him?
No, I didn't. He's got no movement. Talked to him and his representative a little bit throughout the day. I think he's pretty comfortable here, and he likes it here and has a good role on the team. So we made the decision to keep him.
Brian, as you built this club to compete, and you guys are where you are, you've acknowledged it just outside looking in, but there have been some pleasant surprises, probably some things that didn't go according to plan. For you, what's the thing that you didn't account for to start the season kind of going in that has not gone the way you thought it would go when it came to this roster and their performance?
Well, I think, Nick Backstrom's taken a step back 8 games into the season. The Kuznetsov situation, where I thought, in our conversations, he was going to be in the right spot coming into the year. Both, losing your number one and your number two center weren't something we were counting on coming into the season, and it's not easy to replace that.
Brian McClellan with us. Trade deadline came and went today. I want to get into some of the young guys we've seen a lot of in our final minute or two. One more trade deadline question. There was a lot of rumor about Nick Dowd and about Charlie Lindgren. Did anything with those guys ever almost come to fruition, or was that just mostly speculation?
A lot of speculation. I think we took a lot of calls on it. I guess the idea was from the pundits that those are really good players. They've had good years. They're on good contracts, and they have an extra year attached to them. So I think any playoff team, any contender would love to add both of those guys because of the salary cap hit and the years they've had. So we did take some calls on them, but in the end, we thought it was more important that we keep them.
Sorry, Brian, I didn't mean to jump in there. Earlier this week, also, you guys locked up Rasmus Sandin for a handful of years. What have you seen from the kid, and why make that move?
Yeah, I mean, he's a young defenseman. I think he's just starting to come into his own. He's 24 years old. A lot of upside on the offensive side. At some point here, he's on a number two power play. I think he could run a number one power play. Moves the puck really well. I think the bet here is that he's going to continue to develop and become a better and better player as we move forward.
Mac, he's one of 9 guys you have now, 26 or younger on this roster. We saw Marichnichenko score his first goal last night. You mentioned LaPierre. McMichael's played a ton. Protas, who you guys locked up, has really come around here in the second half of the season we've seen to this point. Of the guys you've seen, what's kind of your thought on how the kids have performed, and who have you really been impressed by that you'd say the arrow's trending up on?
I mean, mentioned earlier, LaPierre, I think he's really taken advantage of the situation here he's been put in. I really liked his game lately. McMichael's slowly improved throughout the whole year. Protas, the same thing. like the trend on Sandin. We'll see here on Alexiev. He's going to get some ice time here going forward. He looked good last night. Really like Marty Ferriarvi. He's still 24. Feels like he's been around a lot longer than that, but he's a good player. And Malmsteen's improving here this year too. You know, he's got 6 goals, I think, so far. We got Ryan Leonard coming. You know, it seems like he's a real good pick. Crystal's a good pick. We got a couple D-men. So I think the future's pretty bright for us. It's just a matter of developing and getting these guys in the right spots.
Ryan, always a pleasure to chat with you, man. Really appreciate the time on a busy day. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, guys. Appreciate
Thanks a ton for the insight, the candor. Mac always shoots it straight. You know, he's always going to tell you exactly why they did what they did, how he feels about it. So just as honest an executive as you get on the air.
Wonderful.
Always love talking to him. Grant and Danny on the Fan. You want to react to anything you had to say? 800-636-1067. You can hop in on trade deadline day for the Caps.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.